You're the shy guy at work. The guy who chooses a seat near the back of the room or in the corner, hoping to be out of sight. The guy who sits quietly observant during meetings, who volunteers ideas only tentatively, who speaks sparingly, and who slips out at the end of the day with a minimum of fuss. You're the guy who blushes when a stranger glances at him on the street or in a shop, who hates being the center of attention. You're the guy who gets flustered when receiving even the simplest of compliments. It doesn't even have to be romantic or flirty. You're the guy who reads a book on the train, head down, focused, who looks determinedly out the window with music playing in his ears, or who waits for the bus without talking to anyone. You're the guy I want to laugh and flirt with, who I want to walk up to and pull tight against me, whose hair I want to mess up, whose lips I want to kiss, whose mouth I want to taste, and whose perfect persona I want to ruin in the best possible way. I want to wrap my arm around your waist, press my head to yours, look deep into your eyes, and tell you that I want you. And not just for tonight, not just for the week, or the month, or the year, but forever. I want you to let me inside you, inside that mind of yours. That mind I already know so well. I want you to hug me back, to rest your head on my chest and sigh. I want you to know that you're safe with me, that you are desired, that you are the guy I lust after more than anyone, that you're the guy I've fallen in love with. I want to make you laugh tonight as we walk back to your home. I want you to invite me inside after an awkward pause and an exchange of grins on the doorstep. I want you to freeze once you've closed the door and then turn around to see me standing in your hallway, watching you with a self-assured grin on my face. I want to see you blush as I move towards you, ever so slowly. I want to hear your breath quicken as I cup your face in my hands and press my lips to yours. And I want to hear you moan and feel your body tremble as I push you back up against the door and slide my leg in between yours, pressing my thigh against you, against your heat, against your throbbing hard cock. Oh, I want to see you stripped of your shyness when you start to grind yourself against my leg without conscious thought. I want to see your eyes widen as I break our kiss. I want to feel you holding your breath as I slide slowly down to my knees in front of you. And then I buckle your belt and pull down your trousers before swallowing your length between my lips. I want to watch your eyes roll back and hear your moans turn primal as I suck you deeper and jerk you harder. I want to hear you whimper as I stare up into your eyes and work you closer and closer to orgasm. And I want to push away that moment of doubt and uncertainty to cloud your features in the moments before you come. For me, that fear of exposing yourself so completely, I want to see you let go of it. I want to watch you. I want to hear you. I want to hold you up and support you as your body shakes, your legs quiver, and your cock explodes in my mouth, throbbing and pulsing and shooting rope after rope of your sticky, tasty cum all over my tongue. I want to laugh gently as you suck in air and breathe deep, coming back to your senses after experiencing that pleasure. I want to see you give me another shy, uncertain glance as you come down from your orgasm, and then watch me swallow every last drop of you with a smile. I want to kiss you again in that moment and squeeze your ass with my free hand. Enjoy the feeling of my hard, sensitive nipples poking into your chest, my breast heaving a little as I breathe. I want to bite your lip softly as I take my hand off you, and then see the lusty, disbelieving look in your eyes as I lick and suck the last few traces of your cum from each of my fingers in turn. I want to taste you. To taste your cum. To drink it. To swallow it. To make it a part of me. To make you a part of me. I want to tell you how delicious you are. How sweet you are. In more ways than one. And then I want to lean in and kiss your neck, your ear, and whisper to you, I want to taste the rest of you tonight, and I'm hoping that you want to do the same with me. Shall we do it here, or shall we go to your bedroom and fuck each other senseless? You are the man I want to take hold of my hand to lead me to his bed, to strip naked with me, to push me back and spread my legs wide for him, and then make me moan and scream as he buries his face between them, as he licks my pussy, sticks his tongue inside me, sucks on my clit, fucks me with his fingers, makes me cum as he drinks my juices from the source as many times as he can. You're the man I want to kiss and cuddle and spoon with while I wait for him to get hard again. The man I will always wait for. The man whose legs I want to lie between, who I want to tease and play with as I stalk my way up your body, as I plant kisses on your thighs and your stomach, as my hair trails over your skin, my eyes locked on yours, and my lips form into a perfect, tantalizing oval as my mouth hovers momentarily above your cock. You're the man I want to use me, whose hands I want tangled in my hair, guiding me up and down, whose cock I want to feel growing in my mouth, stretching my throat and making me sore. The man I want to hear moaning and swearing and encouraging me deeper. And you're the man I want to see looking up at me, confidently at last, as I sink myself onto your length in one fluid motion. Man with whom I want to moan fuck in perfect unison. Who I want to pull me close. Who I want to roll me over, and whose waist I want to wrap my legs around. The man whose hands I want to feel gripping at my ass, playing with my tits and pinning my arms to the bed. The man I want to hear urging me to come as he fucks me harder and harder and harder. Whose shoulder I want to bite when I can't hold back anymore. Whose body I want pressed to mine, not a sliver of air between us. My arms, my legs around him, pulling him closer, pulling him deeper, holding him in place as he fills me. The man whose flesh I want to mark, and whose body I want to ruin as he empties himself inside me again and again and again. You're the man I want to come all over, time and time again, in every position imaginable, every way conceivable. You're the man I want to breed me, the man I'd devote myself to. But until I find a way to tell you that, you're the shy guy at work, the one I love and know so well, and yet who thinks that I never notice.